Grand Chancellor. How many times do I have to reiterate not to damage my potential pets? Your Highness, they are prey, not pets. You shouldn't be treating prey with such great respect in the first place. What would your father say?
Grand Chancellor, my father is not here. I am the one in charge of you right now. Now, if you have enough to say, let me take a look at them.
Oh, this one looks cute.
Your Highness.
Shut up. I'll take this one.
If you let me finish, that one is a feisty one. I believe you should drain it instead of keeping it like you wanted to in the first place. When you used your troops to capture any humans in the surrounding villages.
I will do what I want, Grand Chancellor. Remember, I am the one in charge. If you have so much to protest about, go talk to my dead father.
Your Highness, that is highly disrespectful of the late king.
That is bold,
coming from the one who opposed my father many years before when you served King Lucien.
I will be taking this pet of mine now. Take the rest of them and do whatever you want with them. I don't care. Just don't disturb me. If you do, I'll drain your life before you can even lift a finger.
Well, hello, dear human. Aww, don't worry, I won't hurt you yet at least.
Shh, ask me questions later. Fuck.
You smell so good.
Say, what's your blood type, human? Answer me.
You should answer your owner, pet.
Oh, a blood type A.
Perfect.
You're pleading for your life? Already? I haven't even dug my fangs into your delicate skin. Calm down, pet. As long as you're with me, and as my pet, I'll never kill you. You're not here to die. You're here to serve me as a blood bag, and no one else's.
What are you talking about?
The Grand Chancellor said she'll kill you. That is nothing more than empty threat. If anything, the only person that'll end your life is me. But I won't for a while. You are too precious to me right now.
Ever since taking in your scent, I knew I had to keep you. And seeing the Grand Chancellor's gaze at you, that means she wants you too.
I can tell. But you belong to me, and no one else's. And I'll take care of anyone who tries to take care of you. Because if they try to touch you, if they try to touch what's mine, they'll be dead.
Anyway, I forgot to introduce myself. How rude of me. Pleasure to meet you. I'm Princess Juliet. What's yours, pet?
What a cute name. Though, I'll just nickname you Pet. It suits your adorable face.
Why are you here?
Because you're my pet now.
I've been calling you Pet since we met. Why else would you be in a princess's bedroom? That is, a vampire's bedroom. Your new life starts here now. Your little world as a human person is gone. The rest of your days are going to be serving me as a pet. like you were meant to be. What if you don't want to? You don't have a choice, Pet. You're mine now. Aw, come here. Don't be too sad. I can give you all the pleasure you need and all the wants and needs. Besides, freedom from this place, of course. Trust me, it won't be that bad. Now, I'm getting a little thirsty. Now, sit still. This won't hurt for long. The taste of your blood. Choosing you was a good idea. Aw, you look sleepy. I must have taken too much blood. There. Lean on me and take a rest. I'll be right by your side, so no one can hurt you, or even take you. Don't worry. You're safe with me.